KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts. Imagine being on the air talking with underrepresented peoples, or educating the public on pressing issues. In case you were wondering, anyone is eligible. Just contact us at publicaffairs@kdvs.org.
Hey, this is Cameron Lalana of the Conspiracy Comrades. Unfortunately, we had a slight technical issue this week. Normally, we were going to be playing an episode about the Heaven's Gate cult. But unfortunately, due to some technical issues, we didn't quite have that ready today. So instead, we're going back into the archives to be playing an old favorite of ours, the episode about the quote-unquote raid on Area 51. We were inspired to do this today because of my wonderful mother, who recently gave Katie and I two t-shirts to commemorate both our show and the, again, quote-unquote, for all government agencies listening, raid on Area 51. So, thank you for sticking around. We'll be back with Heaven's Gate next week. And as always, thank you for listening. The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California.
I'm Katie Morgan.
And I'm Cameron Lalana.
And you're listening to Conspiracy Comrades.
On 90.3 KDVS.
It's a weird, wide world. When we look at everything around us, we tend to use Occam's razor to understand it. That is to say that we assume the simplest, most apparent explanation is the correct one. There are people, however, who see a more complex world. So today, we know that we promised you Bigfoot last week.
But we're liars.
We're liars. We're sorry.
Get used to it.
We are fickle creatures. And we know that this is probably going to be, irrelevant? Probably in a couple weeks.
Yeah. A couple days.
A couple days?
Yeah. I think you've given a really generous estimate. But I'm glad. Mm-hmm. See the optimistic side of life.
Sure. Perhaps. I mean, honestly, yeah, a couple weeks is really probably... A good overestimate.
So today we're going to be talking about conspiracy theories in wider cultural context of the sort of humor they can produce, which is to say that we are doing a meme. Can't say that on air, but just imagine.
We're going to get sued. We can't do that on air.
It's too late. We already done half of it.
Okay. Well,
we're looking at internet humor.
Yes. So we're looking essentially at memes about the Area 51 attack. So. Actually, I realize, not attack, planned
something.
Yeah,
maybe we should back up and start with, what are we talking about?
Okay, so this is actually quite funny, because as all of you know, well, if you listened to the show last week, you know, we talked about aliens, Area 51, kind of the origin of, you know, like alien conspiracy theories in American culture and history. And this actually really kind of freaked me out a little bit, because all of the memes about Area 51 started happening right after Cameron and I finished recording that. On whatever that was, Wednesday.
Yep.
And I was actually vaguely freaked out, because it was literally the second I left, I checked my Instagram feed and someone was like, huh, like when I show up at Area 51 doing like whatever. And I was like, I just talked about Area 51 like 30 minutes ago. What is this?
Yeah.
So there's, you know, an ongoing joke now about Area 51.
Which began... on the 20th of September. I had to double check my Facebook's in Russian. I was like, wait.
That's when it's supposed to be. That's when they're hosting it. That's okay. I know, why is your Russian still in Twitter? Why is your Twitter still in
I just realized
Russian?
It doesn't say September. I was just, never mind. Okay. It started on the...
this is a disaster. This is going to be a disaster of a show. We got
anyway.
So excited about talking about memes that I think we're just all frazzled now.
I know. So it began sometime in the past. I can't read that date. I don't know what... Since you have, okay, whatever.
Why is your Facebook still in Russian?
It's for practice. So a couple of streamers decided to come together and make a joke Facebook page, which is called Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. I believe it began as a joke on stream or among some people, but they made that page, sent it to their followers. And it includes the whole of the explanation for this page is on its title screen, which says, we will all meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens.
It's really a beautiful thing. I want to say one of... So we've been looking through memes for this, obviously, because we needed an excuse to look at memes.
Exactly.
And legitimately, my favorite thing to come out of this, I think, is Lil Nas X's new video of Old Town Road that he updated it for like Area 51. Like, I don't know.
Right.
It was really funny. But I think my favorite thing off of that was just Keanu Reeves Naruto running.
Yes. Yeah. If you're familiar, Lil Nas X Old Town Road has released a million remixes, including one recently, which includes, I think, two new guest verses and an animated music video about people storming Area 51.
Yeah.
Including that wonderful scene that Katie just described.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So as of right now, there are 1.7 million going and 1.2 million interested, including mm-hmm. eight of my friends.
I've got 22.
What?
Apparently I've got weirder friends.
Oh my God, that's okay. I mean, you know, shout out to our friend Katie Patrick who sent me this invite in the first place. So thanks, Katie.
As far as I can see, the whole of Cycle News, our usual radio.
Oh yeah, it's all Cycle News people.
Sphere is, going to this. So this was originally a small joke and it absolutely took off. And I think originally you saw 20,000, 50,000, half a million. Now we're up to, 1.7 million going.
Yeah.
And you can actually kind of track this in real time because this actually got so big that it reached the mainstream of news. And mm-hmm. our people in Time Magazine, The Washington Post, Vox, Vanity Fair,
Time, Forbes.
Yeah. The Air Force Times. They all started noticing it. And in their articles, they all reference how many people will have noted that they're going, and you can see from early articles being 20,000 people have said they're going to, 100,000 people are saying they're going to, half a million people to a million people to 1.7 million people.
Yeah. No, it was funny. I was reading an article from, I want to say Tuesday, that was like 1.3 million people are going, and now we've had an extra 400,000 people to that, which I think is really funny. I think, so Cameron and I were talking about this, how we think it's really funny how, obviously like this is, I'd hope everybody would know that this is like a huge, it's just not a prank, but it's just like, it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a big joke.
Yeah. It's a huge joke. But like, I feel like it always makes me laugh how people that don't understand like Gen Z, like millennial, mm-hmm. like meme culture kind of are like, are they serious? Like, are they for real? Cause like Cameron and I both found the same article from the Air Force Times talking about it's called Storming Area 51, Internet Meme or an Actual Threat. And I think it's so funny. I mean, I know, like, realistically speaking, like, the Air Force is probably like, hey, like, don't mess with our bases. Like, you know, if you do, like, we're going to, and, like, I understand that. But I think it's so funny that obviously this is a huge joke. But, I mean, I guess if you have 2 million people going or interested, they're probably like, oh, or 3 million. Sorry, I can't do math.
Yeah, I think that's one of the fun things about getting back to, originally I was joking about this gets to the root of kind of new humor. But in some ways, it is kind of true that this is kind of a strange form of humor. The other day, I was looking at a tweet and it was just a woman saying, last night I thought about an egg which had suspicious written in it in the dark and I couldn't stop laughing for the next 10 minutes. Why is my brain this broken? And after reading that, I couldn't stop laughing for the next 10 minutes. I can't explain why I find that funny.
No, it took me like everything I had to not laugh into the microphone right then when you said that. Because like, it doesn't make sense. But I think objectively, it might be so weird that we think it's funny.
Maybe it's a reflection of our reality that the world around us is so strange and hard to comprehend that when we kind of embrace that absurdity, you see the funny part of it.
Absurdity is fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun, which is why we have this. But of course, if you're not plugged into that, it's a bit strange, which is why you have articles like this Washington Post article, which is titled, Half a Million People Signed Up to Storm Area 51. What happens if they actually show? And in that article, they actually talked to the spokeswoman for the Air Force. And
oh my God.
Air Force spokeswoman Laura McAndrews. Mm-hmm. And she said to them, Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets.
I think that's the thing that got me the most. Because obviously, like, these are all, like, jokes, like, all the tweets, like, all the really funny, like, oh, like, when we storm Area 51, like, me and my alien are going to go do whatever, you know, like, it's objectively very funny.
Right.
Also, we're both 21, so, like, we're just stupid Gen Z kids think this is funny. But anyway, like, I don't know why that was the thing that set me off, but I just think it's so funny that the Air Force is like, don't do this. Like, the Air Force will defend American territory. Like, because obviously, again, like I said, like, very clearly the Air Force is like, if you're going to, like, invade our base, like, we're going to, like, do something about it. But I just think it's so... it's objectively so funny.
Yeah. I just love the idea that there's actual manpower and hours and money being spent on the Air Force having meetings about this. I saw at least one tweet where it was a screen cap of a snapshot photo of some guy in uniform that says, you know, go into a meeting about this dumb Area 51 thing, storming Area 51 thing. And it brings me so much joy that there are people who are going to meetings to discuss this. Or as another Twitter user pointed out, at some point along in this process, someone had to explain to a higher ranking officer what Naruto running is. Which, if you're not familiar, we're going to go ahead and do that for all of you, comes from the anime Naruto, in which there are ninjas, and the ninjas run faster by holding their hands out behind them.
Yeah, I think that's also a thing that, like, we were talking about that on the walk over here, because we were in downtown Davis before we came over here, and we were talking about imagining having to explain Naruto running, like, you know, Naruto running the Kyle meme. With Kyle, like drywall and like monster like energy drinks and stuff like that. Like
we should get into the plan that they post on their page in a second. But
oh
yeah,
my god!
Keep going
for now. Yeah, we have to talk about that too.
But explaining the Kyle meme.
Yeah, but like I think because it's one of those things where like I said like with Gen Z people, it's like we're all very entrenched with this humor. Like I saw like the Kyle thing and I was like, oh yeah, like drywall monster, right. You know, like whatever. Because that's just like something that we're all very familiar with seeing. Right. And obviously like Naruto running is kind of like a, you know, it's like an ongoing meme kind of
now.
You
don't have to see the show to kind of understand the humor around it.
Yeah, but like it's just like really kind of comical to me to think about like someone having to explain to like, you know, imagine like an Air Force intern being like, okay, so this is what Naruto running is to like a really high ranking general.
Right. I mean, that's another thing
really funny
that you pointed out earlier. When we were talking, that once you have to explain the joke, it's dead, which is a really interesting feature of new humor in the way that it builds upon itself, and that all of these jokes, it's an amalgamation of other jokes that are made. Someone makes one joke that people find funny, then other people add to that joke and kind of make a whole, I don't want to call it a mythos, but some sort of cultural understanding among the people who are in on the joke, and then they add that to other things, and you've got this kind of hybrid creature, which makes no sense if you haven't been there the whole time. And it's a really strange, interesting form of our humor, which I thought was really, you know, as you said, once you point it out, once you have to explain it, it's dead.
Yeah, I think it's quite funny too. So I'm looking back through the Facebook page to try and find the map, like of how, you know, we're gonna storm Area 51. And I think it's funny too how this is almost like bringing back like other memes that have been up in the past, because like someone commented on here like, yeah, my mom said that I can go, but, like, she can't pick us up or something like that. Or, like, my mom can drop off, but she can't get us. And, like, she's like, hey, like, well, one of you, like, text my mom so she knows that we're actually going to Area 50. Like, it's just so funny.
I think that's something we should get into later, actually, because there are almost levels or evolutions of the joke where you kind of start off with the, yeah, we're going to go invade Area 51. Then you've got that kind of branch of humor, which is, you know, like, oh, I've got to get my mom's permission slip for my mom to sign it before I can go.
Yeah,
or,
we
know,
have
my mom's
permission
drop us
slip.
Off. Or jokes about how, you know, what you guys look like when only 7 people are going to show up to this event. Or the people who are really embracing the Naruto side of the joke and posting a lot of GIFs from the show Naruto. And like, me when I see them aliens, and you've got a ninja like looking around really quickly and then disappearing.
Yeah. Which, I mean, granted, this is like an objectively like difficult thing to do, like explaining memes. Because the whole point of memes is like, I think sometimes the absurdity of them is kind of like what makes them funny.
Yeah.
But we've just been laughing about this all week.
Yeah.
Like, we've just been sending memes like to each other on Instagram back and forth. It's been like all about aliens and like...
We've just been... I remember, I think my favorite one was you sent me an article that was titled, "The U.S. Army is planning to make biodegradable bullets that will plant flowers where they land." And then a picture underneath of a big flower field that's titled Area 51 after y'all try to storm it.
Yeah, there's another one that I sent you. I'm trying to find it.
Right.
Oh, it was like earlier today. It was like, I don't know if y'all are familiar with like the iCarly meme where like Spencer comes back with an ostrich and they're like, what are you doing? Or like, what do you got there? And he's like, a smoothie. I sent one like that to Cameron, except it was like, me buying a plane ticket to Nevada on September 19th, and it's like, U.S. government, what you doing? Me, or like, what you got there? A smoothie. Which, again, I realize like explaining memes is really, it's when you explain it out loud, it's really not as funny, I think.
Right. I mean, there's again, it gets back to the history we have with it, because if you were watching the show iCarly, the joke is already in your head. It's already funny to you.
Yeah.
And then you're expanding on that, and it's not something you can really explain. It's something you kind of had to be there for.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read a little bit of the invasion plan.
Okay, good, because my computer is not loading okay. at all, so I might be on you for that one.
Okay, guys. This is from the invasion plan. I feel like we need to formulate a game plan. I've put together this easy-to-follow diagram here for a proposed plan. The basic idea is that the Kyles form the front line. If we feed them enough psilocybin and monster energy and say that anyone in camouflage is their stepdad and the entire base is made of drywall, then they will go berserk and become an impenetrable wall. And goes on to describe some other things happening. While this is all happening, the two Naruto runner battalions will run full speed ahead around the north and south flank in shadow clone jutsu, effectively tripling our numbers and overwhelm the base.
Oh my God.
P.S. Hello, U.S. government. This is a joke, and I do not actually intend to go ahead with this plan. I just thought it would be funny and get me some thumbsy uppies on the internet. To anyone thinking of storming Area 51, there isn't any UFOs or anything of extraterrestrial origin. There, it is a research base. This has been confirmed by Bob Lazar. Which, actually, side note, that's the opposite of what Bob Lazar said, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, it's okay.
Listen to our old show if you'd like to hear
about that.
Listen
to last week's show. Yeah. We explain everything. It's okay. Yeah, I still think that these are all... The fact, I think that he had to be like, oh, by the way, U.S. government, this is a huge joke,
yeah.
I think is... Really, I think that's another part that makes me laugh. It's
right.
just the fact that we have to explain to other people that this is a huge yeah. joke.
I think there's another really, this is a good meme that I love a lot that kind of gets the absurdity and long-running nature of this humor. It has a picture from the Toy Story movie of Woody, the little doll, walking along with Spoonie or Forky. I've never seen the movie.
Forky,
okay.
Yeah.
They're sentient toys. And on the top, it says, me leading the alien I rescued out of Area 51 while telling him the story of how a gorilla dying in 2016 set off a chain of events that resulted in us storming a military compound.
Yeah.
Which, you know, obviously is a reference to the unfortunate death of the gorilla Harambe in a zoo, which I can't remember, back in 2016.
Cincinnati Zoo, I think.
Cincinnati, okay. Yeah. Which was... kind of, not the original, but maybe it was. It's the original joke that went viral and took on a life of its own. In the 2016 election, some number of thousands of people wrote in Harambe, which is...
deeply upsetting.
Deeply upsetting, but also it kind of shows...
2016 was a very important election year, and y'all, some of y'all did that, and it made me really upset.
Yeah, and it shows the effect that this kind of thing can have in the real world, that people will actually go out and vote for a joke. When I was in Canada 2 years ago, I was in a pizza... parlor in the middle of nowhere on the side of a mountain, and on the wall they had a bunch of plates where people had done drawings, and there were several Harambe drawings on that wall. And this is kind of the same thing, in that a joke becomes, if it becomes widespread enough, takes on a life of its own, which has, it's not one coherent thing, it's a bunch of different people's with different senses of humor who are kind of pursuing different paths. You know, you get the different there's a cool line of humor which is me and the boys getting back from Area 51, and you've got all kinds of images which associate or accompany that. And this, I'm looking at one right now, which is a bunch of pictures of what I assume are originally of kind of in cartel culture in Mexico. You've got this thing called narco cultura, which is the kind of guys who kind of romanticize the narco trade. And they took a bunch of pictures of that, and these guys all like love cowboy uniforms and looking kind of, you know, very Western. And they replaced all the original guns in the pictures with guns from the game Halo, which are all alien-like and have all that weird technology.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's many, many, many different types. I know Katie's a big fan of the one where it's a picture of a doorway and a little tiny alien standing in it, and, you know, my alien at 3 a.m. telling me X.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny one. I showed a camera one of those before we got here. It's just, like, a little, like, skinny alien in a doorway, and it's, like, my alien coming at 3 a.m. to tell me that, like, I think the one I showed you was, like, that he threw up or something like that. It's just, like a shadowy, like, figure in the doorway. I've also come to realize really quickly how hard it is to explain memes and make them still seem funny.
Right. Because it's...
I don't think we're doing a good job.
Well, if you don't have the context, you don't have any sense of why this is funny. Because
a lot
of it...
Yeah, that's fair, I guess.
So much of memes...
oh, look, I found it.
There it is. Yeah, we have it.
I found the meme I was just talking about.
So much of the humor of memes comes from the fact of repurposing things that you are having association with. And if you don't have that association, then I think it's not going to be as funny.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still laughing. Sorry, I need to scroll down. There's just so many good memes on here. And then, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about Lil Nas X, and he's actually tweeting about it too. Like, it's a picture of him like standing, like looking like really dressed up, and he's like, the U.S. government finally freed the bro, and it's him with like a photoshopped alien next to him. Lil Nas X is truly the hero that we deserve right now, to be honest.
There's also another line of memes which is really interesting, because there's this CGI graphic of an alien dancing, and this has been around for a long time, and people will just like,
wasn't like Harold, wasn't that his name?
I think so, something like that. And it's just people throw it over any background of this alien dancing to this, you know, EDM beat and random joke.
It's really stupid.
It's incredibly stupid. But after, and it had nothing to do with Area 51 until after this whole line of humor emerged, and suddenly you have people making jokes like, you know, me and my alien after we break out of Area 51, or changing the music out to some weird, you know, something like some strange track of unlistenable music, and like my alien when I show him X artist or something.
It's just really, really good.
But, you know, again, it gets to the fact that there are so many different tendrils of humor that you can go with the essential idea, and people are really taking it and running and making their own.
I think it's funny, too. I'm reading over this Time article. It's called about how the Area 51 raid meme became the biggest joke in the galaxy. And they're actually talking about how some hotels in like that kind of area,
right,
like two of them are like booked solid for September 20th already. Which, I mean, it's the middle of July, so that's objectively a little, it's strange, I would say, but it's just like something about that is so funny. Imagine like just some person being like, hey, we're going to Area 51 and we're gonna book a hotel.
Yeah, because that's another feature of this kind of joke, where most people don't mean it, but there are some faction of people who get too into the joke.
Oh, there always are.
I'm also on the Area 51, Storm Area 51 Discord.
Which is a thing.
Yeah. So if you aren't familiar, Discord's a kind of messaging service, and it's got all kinds of strange things in here. And it's already not on topic at all. I'm in the general chat right now, and they're talking about a bunch of people in here, non-native English speakers, that are talking about how good or how bad their English is. If you look at they've got different lobbies with different topics, and they've got workout chats, FBI headquarters chats, you know, chats where they just said links. None of it's relevant. Once you get into it, it immediately devolves away from the joke, and it's kind of like a weird form of people looking for connections with other people, almost, where they, you know, you took just a joke, and now a bunch of strangers who would otherwise have never met are now all in one Discord server chatting about their English or where they're from. Earlier, I was in there throwing out some things. They didn't react very well. I told them the government was probably going to kill them all. in Russian, so.
Oh, that makes it worse, Cameron.
None of it was good, I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so I engaged. I looked right into the void, and the void looked back.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which... Sorry, so I happened to look over to Cameron's computer. So, of course, as we live in a, you know, capitalism-driven society, there are people that have made, you know, like, merch, basically, for this. Like, t-shirts, tank tops, you know, like, I'm assuming there's, like, probably keychains and stuff like that. Right. I don't know. Like, you know, whatever you can merch these days, there's merch for it.
Yeah.
So, Cameron, do you want to talk about the page you have in front of you right now?
So, there are multiple online stores where people are making their own stuff, but there is actually an official Storm Area 51 page, which you can find a link to on the actual, you know, Storm Area 51 Facebook page, where they have now established a shop of various t-shirts and one mug, and with all kinds of captions. Tank top, one mug
that's just it.
It says more designs coming soon, okay, I presume, because it's only been like 3 days, so
fair enough.
I can't repeat all of these on air, but
you don't think you can say that on air?
Maybe not. You go look for it yourself.
Actually, fair enough, probably. We don't want to get fired.
One of them is a tank top that says hashtag Storm Area 51. Another one says I survived Area 51. And that actually that's another sort of humor, which is there's a line of jokes where people are just making jokes about how the U.S. military is going to kill everyone who shows up.
Oh.
There's like the kinds of humor which is like, we can Naruto run and all these absurd kind of, here's how we're going to get away from the military. And the ones who are just like, y'all are going to get murked.
I also don't like how frequent of a phrase that is in our just everyday vocabulary now. Cameron and I make jokes a lot now that the CIA is going to come for us. Because I feel like we talk bad about the CIA pretty much every time we're in here. So I think we keep talking about us getting murked by the CIA.
Yeah.
So if we're just not on at some point during the summer, the CIA got to us,
that's
guys.
That's what happened. earlier today, we were having a conversation about getting worked by the CIA and for everything bad we were saying about them. And they're like, they're going to bury our bodies out where the Naruto runners finished storm Area 51.
I mean, I feel like out of everybody, like, you know, the Kyle's the Naruto runners, or I don't remember who the third group is. I feel like we'd probably be the Naruto runners. Probably.
We absolutely would be.
Yeah.
We're just, as we say often, we straddled the line between brave and stupid a bit drunkenly, weaving back and forth. So
there you go.
We could definitely be in that group.
I feel like, Cameron, you'd be drunk and I would just be like, you know, I'm not going to let you go by yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that's why this show happened.
That's actually kind of true. Oh, God.
So speaking of something you wanted to, and kind of a tangent you wanted to go off on?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, God. No, I just, oof.
I also want to talk about in the context of the commodification of this joke, because that's inherent. In every big thing that happens on the internet, someone's going to try to find a way to make it a commodity. At the end of the day, this is a bit of a tangent, but some guy got famous because he went on a misogynistic rant at a bagel shop and then someone punched him. You know, a video. It didn't need to be anything more than that. You're just like, ha ha, he got what he deserved. And then he started selling shirts. There's, I guess, a bunch of lines that people find funny from the video. You know, yelling at some woman, "You're not God or my boss or my dad or whatever." And now he's selling T-shirts that say that on it. He's got his face. The instant commodification. That's the culture we live in.
That upsets me.
So yeah, me too.
That's what a bad T-shirt.
Yeah. So, but not only are people on individual levels getting in on this, brands are also getting in on this because if you have spent any time on Twitter, you'll know that brands. At some point, I guess it was, I think it began with, what's that one fast food place with the red-haired girl that looks like Anne of Green Gables?
Oh, Wendy's?
Wendy's, thank you.
Wendy's is always like, Wendy's is peak, I don't know, funny brand tweeting.
Yeah, if you ever have a question about how on the cutting edge of culture I am, Anne of Green Gables is in a more immediate association I have than the restaurant Wendy's.
Yeah, that, yeah.
But anyway, so at some point they began to tweet out more casually, engaging in more common forms of internet humor, which engage in a lot of darker topics. A big form you find in a lot of newer humor is people are not afraid to engage in talking about their depression or, you know, other dark thoughts or the fact that life sucks sometimes or life sucks often. And so they got really into that. And now they're kind of bandwagoning and everyone does it down from big brands to like your local pizza shop.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of brands who are tweeting things like, here's one from Moon Pie. Free Moon Pies in Area 51. Or let's see what else. DiGiorno. Fun fact, no pizza place delivers to Area 51 and aliens obviously eat pizza, so they obviously eat DiGiorno.
You know.
You know.
Just, yep.
Here's one from Xbox UK. It's a video of some guy standing up on what looks like a warthog from the video game Halo with the caption, "Storming Area 51, who's in?"
good memories on the warthog.
Oh, here's one which I shamefully kind of like. It's from Kool-Aid.
Them, oh my God.
Wanna crash Area 51, me, oh yeah. And then a little, a kind of a drawing of the Kool-Aid man bursting through a wall being followed by many aliens.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. That's
one,
fun. Yeah. That's definitely one of those ones where like you have to see it for it to be funny. But
exactly, yeah.
It's good content, we promise. Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
So this is the state of internet humor today.
Yeah, you know, we hope that you enjoyed our meme episode because we really wanted to do it.
So originally our
thought was like, okay, we're going to do like half memes and then we'll talk about like Bigfoot and cryptids like the rest of the time. And we realized that we were going to go off too hard on memes. Like we were going to talk about it just way too much. And we're like, you know, It's just time to donate a whole episode to Area 51 memes. Yeah. So here we are. We promise Bigfoot next week. We promise.
We promise.
We're not lying this time.
We've done research.
Yes, we have.
I've been to the depths of the internet.
Yeah, again. You can always find Cameron in the depths of the internet.
I'm honestly surprised the number of things I've Googled with my boss in the room. It's frankly surprising I still have a job.
Based on what you've texted me while you're like looking things up on the internet, I think that's true.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Well, you'll hear about that next week.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. Yeah, unfortunately, actually, that's It's okay. It'll be fun. It'll be fun when we get there.
There'll be actual good academic content.
We've got not only the real history of Sasquatch,
but also real academic papers. Incredible.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's going to be smart.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for now, it's almost five. So now it's time to bring this show to a close for this week. For now, I'm Cameron LaLana.
I'm Katie Morgan, and you've been listening to The Conspiracy Comrades. Our outro music is Sanctuary by Joji. You'll hear us again next week.
What are we covering then, Katie?
Bigfoot and other cryptids. For real this time, we promise.
We really promise. Sounds like a plan to me. Have a good evening, y'all.
Have a good night.
Go ahead and bark after dark, fallen star. I'm your one call away. Motel halls. When night falls, I'm your escape. When you lay alone, I ache. Something I wanted to feel. If you've been waiting for falling in love, maybe you don't have to wait on me.
The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Good afternoon. This is Francisco Dominguez, Radio Informado. I want to welcome you here on this late summer afternoon. We have a very special guest we're going to be interviewing here today. His name is Dan Kovalik. He's a professor of law of human rights at the University of Cincinnati. He's also an author and an activist. And he's going to be talking today, discussing his book, The Plot to Overthrow Venezuela, and how the U.S. is orchestrating a coup for oil. So stay tuned, listeners. We're going to be right back. We're going to start off with some music, and we'll be right back with the interview. Okay, thank you for tuning in. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM, Radio Informar. Sandunga, mamá, por Dios, Sandunga.